And I want to read just a few more verses than are listed on your bulletin. We first read verse 1. So let's read verse 1 of Hebrews 11 together. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Yeah, we can read the whole chapter, but it's long. So we'll just skip ahead a few verses to verse 8. And then we'll read 8 through 16. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So far we read the holy word of God, and may he bless us as we study it together. Congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, Abraham is an important man in the Bible. If you only know about five people from the Bible, you should know about Abraham. Abraham is the ancestor of the Israelites, of the people we now call the Jews. Abraham is the ancestor of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the flesh. And Abraham is also my ancestor. Not in a physical way, I am not a Jew, but in a spiritual way, Abraham is my ancestor. Christians, you and I, may think of him as Father Abraham. Because believers share in the faith of Abraham. And that faith is a stronger bond than is blood and family. The Bible teaches this clearly in several places. I just picked one. Galatians 3 verse 7 says, it is those of faith who are sons and daughters of Abraham. So we will look at the faith of our father Abraham. That's our theme for this morning. The faith of our father Abraham, because it is about our faith. We will look at three aspects of Abraham and his story. We will look at Abraham's calling, then Abraham's faith, and finally, Abraham's hope. And as we talk about these things, my focus is on Hebrews 11, verses 8 through 10. Who was Abraham? Well, Abraham was a man who lived 4,200 years ago, a very long time. He grew up in a country we now call Iraq. His family then later moved to the northwest to Haran, which is in modern-day Syria. Abraham did not know the true God at first. Like his neighbors, he served many false gods, many idols. Abraham and his family were rich So Abraham had no reason to move away. He was settled in a nice place. And then one day, the Lord spoke to Abraham. We don't know how. We don't know if it was a dream. Perhaps it was an angel that spoke to him. But the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, "Get up and leave. Travel south. I will tell you when you get there." Did Abraham know who the Lord was? Maybe he knew a little from what his parents had told him. Maybe he knew nothing. But now this God that Abraham knew so little speaks to him clearly, and this God, the Lord Yahweh, changes his life completely. From a prosperous life to a life of uncertainty. From a friendly village to a hostile land. From the known and the familiar to the unknown and the uncertain. The Lord told Abraham more. He did not just say, "Go and leave." He told Abraham many things. And we can summarize it as follows. The Lord gave Abraham three promises: blessing, offspring, and land. "Go, Abraham, and I will give you great blessing." That was the first promise. God promised to care for Abraham and his family. The Lord would go with him and protect him. The Lord would even make Abraham himself to become a blessing for the people around him. "Go, Abraham, and I will give you great offspring." The second promise. That means, "Abraham, I will give you many children and grandchildren," and so on. Now this must have been very hard to believe for Abraham. Abraham and his wife Sarah were very old. You know how old Abraham was at that time? He was 75. And his wife was only 10 years younger. Can a 65-year-old woman have children? Even one child seemed impossible. How then could Abraham ever have a great offspring? But the Lord promised that Abraham's family would become a large nation, like the stars in the sky, like the grains of sand on the beach, that many. And then there was the third promise: "Go, Abraham, and I will give you this land where you're going." Abraham was going to move to Canaan, what we now call Israel or Palestine. Many other nations lived there. Abraham did not own a single acre of land. But the Lord promised him the entire land. How could that be? So you see, three great promises: blessing, offspring, and land. They were promises for the future. But when God called him, Abraham did not have any of these. God wanted him to leave everything he had in exchange for just promises. Now, if you were Abraham, would you have listened to that call? Would you have had the courage to go and to obey, not knowing where you would end up, not knowing what would happen, not knowing anything except these three promises from the Lord, promises difficult to believe? But Abraham listened. Abraham went. Our text, verse 8, says, "By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going." Yes, Abraham went. He decided to follow the instructions of the Lord. He obeyed the God who called him, even though he barely knew him. He trusted that this God would fulfill his promises, even though he saw nothing yet. Abraham believed. Abraham had faith. And that is why it says here, by faith, Abraham obeyed. What is that faith? Well, faith is trust. Faith is being sure of something you hope for, of something you cannot see. We read this in verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, Abraham would have stayed in a land he knew. But with faith, he moves to a foreign land. Without faith, Abraham would have kept his business and his position in society, his comfort in Haran. But with faith, he left everything behind for something better. Without faith, Abraham would have continued worshiping his idols. But with faith, he gave up his old religion and began following the Lord. That is what faith does. Abraham had faith, and that is why he was ready to lose everything now, and hoped and trusted that he would get something better later. And the Lord loved to see that faith. Because of Abraham's faith, the Lord viewed him as a righteous man, even as a friend, says the Bible. A very important verse to remember. Abraham believed, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, keeping that faith was not easy for Abraham. He kept traveling for years, moved from one place to the other, further and further south, until he was almost in the desert, and he did not find a home. Abraham faced famine at least twice. Abraham fought against enemies. Yes, the Lord spoke to him, but not very often. Sometimes he had to wait for years and years, but he trusted the Lord anyway. And that is why the Bible can say, Abraham believed, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, brothers, sisters, Christian believers are not very different from Abraham. Because the Lord Jesus calls us to follow him, even when it is difficult. The Lord Jesus calls us to trust him, even when everything is against us. The Lord Jesus calls us to trust him, even when everybody mocks us and shuns us. You hear the Lord Jesus calling you through his word, through his spirit? Has he called you in your ears, in your heart? It is so easy to give up, isn't it? And that is why Hebrews 11 was written. Hebrews 11 was written for Christian believers. Just before this chapter, in Hebrews 10 verse 35, there is a good encouragement for us. It says there, 10 verse 35, therefore do not cast away your confidence, your trust, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Abraham had this endurance. And he, by the way, he did not have that of his own. That endurance was given to him by God's Holy Spirit. Brother, sister, pray to the Lord that he may give you that same endurance to keep the faith every day, even when it's hard. Now, during his life, Abraham saw many of these promises fulfilled. The Lord proved to be faithful. He proved to be the only true God who does what he says and who blesses his people. But Abraham did not see every promise fulfilled. At the end of Abraham's life, his family was still a small family. He only owned one plot of ground in the entire land of Canaan. That was not much. Until his death, Abraham kept needing his faith. He had to be sure of things that he could not yet see, that never changed. As Hebrews 11 verse 9 says, the land where Abraham lived was still a foreign land. He had no house, but he lived in tents, temporary dwellings. And when Abraham died, what he could pass on to his children was not much land, not much wealth, but especially he passed on a promise to Isaac, and from Isaac to Jacob, and so on. That's what Abraham had to give to his children. And so we must ask, brothers and sisters, all this time, what was Abraham looking for? Why could he do this? Our text says, in verse 10, he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham looked for a true home. He looked for true rest with the Lord. Now, Abraham's children, the Israelites, did move into the land of Canaan. That was over 400 years later. There they built houses. They captured and rebuilt the city of Jerusalem with its palaces and its temple. And the Lord dwelled in that city. The temple was not just a building. The Lord dwelt there with his people. True blessing. But you know what? Even there, the Israelites did not find the promised rest. Because Abraham's children so often did not have the faith of Abraham, because their sin always corrupted their good intentions. If you read on in the Bible, from the story of Abraham in Genesis, through the books of Exodus and Joshua and Samuel and Kings, then you see that the promised land was lost and became more and more lost. This is not a success story about God's people at all. Abraham's children became unbelievers. They became worse pagans than all the nations around them. They were no longer a blessing to the world. And all that they saw of the promise, the land, the people, being a blessing, they lost it. But then, in God's time of grace, another child was born in the family of Abraham more than 2,000 years after Abraham. The offspring of Abraham was born. His name was Jesus, and he saved all his people from their sin. The Bible tells us that Jesus was the offspring. He was the great son of Abraham. He was not just an Israelite. He was, you could say, the Israelite. Because the faith of Jesus was perfect. His faith was greater than that of Abraham himself. He obeyed the Lord perfectly. Jesus Christ, filled with the Spirit of God, did bring rest for his people. Jesus Christ, filled with the Spirit of God, did bring blessing to the world. And Jesus Christ, filled with the Spirit of God, does not just bring a land, but he brings God's kingdom to the entire earth. This Jesus, says the scriptures, laid the foundation of a greater, a better temple. And that temple, brothers and sisters, are we, the church of God. And that temple will shine in all its beauty when Jesus Christ returns. Abraham looked forward to a house with foundations. What is that house? It is the kingdom of God built with living stones, you and me. And what is the foundation? It is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Abraham did not know Jesus Christ the way we do. Only in faith he could look forward and know that God would bring something, would bring someone. We do know Jesus, and we know what he has done, don't we? And therefore our faith has a much stronger foundation, a much clearer foundation than what Abraham ever had. And if Abraham looked forward to that city with foundations, don't we have even more reason to trust and look forward to that heavenly city? So, yes, it is important for us to know about Abraham's faith. It is important because his faith is an example for us, and you could say it is the example for us from the Old Testament. The Bible calls Christian believers sons and daughters of Abraham and says that we have the same faith as he did. What does that mean? It means that the Lord calls us just as he called Abraham. He tells us to leave our false religion, to leave our comfortable place in the world, to leave our commitments to wrong friends, to leave our addictions to sin. The Lord calls us to follow Jesus Christ instead into his kingdom. And that means that we change our priorities. That means that we change what we find important. That means that we change the direction of our lives. And it can mean we must change our jobs or the friendships we have. And then the Lord also promises to us, like he did to Abraham, to bless us and our families. Even if we do not see it yet, the Lord will give us the best life possible. And that is not only for the future. If you are a believer, you already have that life now through the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And we will have that life perfectly when the Lord returns. And just as with Abraham, the Lord wants us to listen and to obey them in faith and to trust. He loves to see us following him. He loves to see us leaving our old life and entering a new life. He loves to see us grow in holiness and in grace. He loves to hear our worship and our praise and our prayers in Jesus' name. He loves it when our lives become more and more like that of our Lord Jesus Christ, the great Son of Abraham, who is also the very Son of God. Because in Jesus we have the blessing of Abraham for the world. In Jesus we too become offspring of Abraham, children by faith, children even of God himself. In Jesus we inherit not just the promised land, but the new earth and peace with God forever. And so, brothers and sisters, I want to call you to this life of Abraham. Are you still in the wrong land? The land of sin, of idolatry, then listen to the call of the Lord and come out into His grace in faith in Jesus Christ. And if you are already on the way, if the Lord has given you that faith of Abraham, pray to the Lord that He may strengthen your faith and that you may keep traveling, even when it is hard and even when you don't see it yet. Because there is a city with foundations, the heavenly city, where Jesus Christ already is now, and it will come down one day, and we will live there with our Lord forever. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the stories of Abraham and his children, that we may have an example of how so long ago you worked salvation in the life of this one man, how you strengthened his faith, and how you proved that your promises are true. We thank you especially for our Lord Jesus, the great son of Abraham, that he has fulfilled all these things perfectly, that he was perfectly obedient, but then also that he brought salvation to us, that we may now be children of God. We thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit has broadened your salvation from this one nation of Israel to the whole world, that even here in Canada we may know you. We pray, Lord, that you strengthen our faith and that you be with us, especially the rest of this day as we celebrate the rest that we have in Jesus. Be with us and bless us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.